There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Nuance Needed podcast. This is Sam. And for this episode today, we are bringing you one of the pep talks that I posted to Substack recently. And it is about what I have dubbed Resting Girl Summer. And this resonated pretty hard with our Substack community. And so we decided to bring it to you, our lovely audience on the pod. This is also something that I'm probably going to be talking about a little bit more as well on my other channels. Just like a really, really quick high-level view before we dive in. It's concerning, I think, how many times we think we're resting when in fact we're just staying busy through using our phones, watching TV, trying to multitask everything, you know, trying to be so efficient all the time and even making our rest productive. And I've just noticed what an issue that has been, not only in my life personally, but in the lives of my clients, my friends, my family. It's impacting everybody. So I would love to know your thoughts after listening to this and how you related and if it spoke to you and what you think you're going to do to try to have more of a resting girl summer. And if you like this, I do at least 3 to 4 pep talks per month on the Substack. In addition to, we do weekly guides and deep dives that build on the podcast episodes as well and other topics. Amanda and I do bonus episodes in there. We have a really lovely community. We have an incredible community chat going. And so if you would like to be a part of the Substack, you can go to nuanceneeded.substack.com to sign up today. There are a lot of different subscription options that you can check out and see which one works best for you. And if you love our pod, if you could rate, review, subscribe, share, anything that you can do to get the word out is huge to us. The reviews that have been left so far mean the world to us. And we love that what we're trying to do is really speaking to you. So without further ado, let's dive in. This is Sam. I'm here with your weekly little pep talk. This week, we are going to be chatting about a couple things. Firstly, to announce, it's almost the end of the month. It's almost the end of May, which means it's going to be the beginning of June, for those of you that aren't familiar with how the calendar works. And I find that for most of the country, I currently live in Florida, where it's just the seasons are hot and then less hot. So this doesn't really apply to me. But for the rest of you that live in other parts of the country or the world, I find that May, while you can possibly start to have like warmer like temperatures, it can still be like a little hectic and you can have cold fronts and lots of rain and different things like that. I feel like June, it starts to be like safe summertime. And so the reason I bring that up is because a lot of the girlies online are talking about this idea of aesthetics, right? The type of summer you want to have. You want a cool girl summer. Last summer it was brat summer, right? Like all these different vibes and aesthetics and feelings that you want to have for your summer. And I love ascribing to that because I think it's fun. It gives you a little theme. It gives you something fun to channel. It gives you kind of an idea of what you would like to be doing or not doing with your time. However, what that also brought up for me is that I think so much of what we struggle with right now when we're searching for these things like aesthetics, how am I spending my time, the vibes you want, right? It's kind of like reaching for something, but it always misses, which I think is we're really, really bad at like taking care of ourselves. And I know that seems like kind of a big jump to go from aesthetics to that. But the reason I made that leap is because in the summer, I don't care what your aesthetic is. I don't care the vibe you want to have. I don't care the type of lifestyle you have in it. I don't care about that. What I would like to have prioritized in the summer is people actually taking breaks. A break girl summer, if you will. I have found, and even like in the clients that I work with, one of the biggest issues coming up is that people don't know how to shut off. They don't know how to turn off from work. And the reason being, because we work all day, some of us, and even stay-at-home parents, you guys are working all day too. We work all day, and then the second we have downtime, we immediately go to our phone, or we watch our shows, or we play our games, or we've convinced ourselves that that's like downtime. But really what's happening is that for 16 to 20 hours a day, depending on how much sleep you get, your brain is constantly stimulated. Your nervous system is constantly being activated and used and engaged, for lack of a better term. And so what happens is I have a lot of people that come to me and say, like, I'm still so tired. I'm tired all the time. I'm doing all this stuff, but I'm still tired. And I'm guilty of this too. Like, this pep talk is for me as much as it is for you. But when we like look at their schedule and look at what they're doing, they're like, well, yeah, but I'm taking care of myself. And I'm like, well, what do you do? And they're like, well, I lay in bed and I scroll on TikTok. Or, oh, I go sit outside and I am on my phone. Or I go do this and I'm watching a show while I'm on my phone. There's no rest. Like this, I'm going to hold your hand when I tell you this very difficult truth, but you're not resting if you are constantly doing something that stimulates your brain. And when I say stimulate your brain, I'm not talking about like a hobby. I'm not talking about art. I'm not talking about being outside, going for a walk. I'm talking about the type of thing where you're scrolling through posts every 2 to 3 seconds and seeing new content, and sometimes seeing content that's going to elevate your heart rate because it stresses you out or it triggers you or it makes you feel a certain way. That's not rest. That's stimulation. And it's a tough truth. And I don't think we're talking about it very much, which is why, as you see the conversation for those of us that are chronically online, start to see the aesthetic conversation shift into place. I'm like, well, can we have like the non-scrolling aesthetic? Can we have the I'm not worried about documenting this to fit a certain aesthetic so that I can like put my phone down, turn the TV off, step away from work and actually have a moment to just be, to actually like set myself up to be in a restful place so that I can fall asleep, so that I can wake up in the morning without immediately having my heart skip because I'm inundated with emails and texts and DMs and all these sorts of things. Like it's wild to think that we've all convinced ourselves that using these little tools that are essentially like marketing funnels now, and work and stress and tension and all that, that we're like, oh yeah, I'm so rested when I have that with me all the time. And so with all of that said, I think my challenge to you right now is having you take some time to figure out what does rest actually look like for you? What do you do that actually helps you step away from the hustle and bustle and grind of day-to-day life and do things that are fun? Do things that bring you joy? Do things that aren't tied to productivity or purpose or need, right? You get to do it because it sounds nice. You don't have the time crunch. You get to just kind of rest for a little bit. I would love for you to, as we're kind of shifting months here and we're shifting seasons really, to think of how you can incorporate that in your day to day. How can you actually, when the workday is done, when you get everything done that you need to for the day, or wanted to for the day, how can you really take time to step back and recalibrate? Doing something that helps you mellow out. Now, I know shows, I have my shows. I have my comfort shows that I really like to watch. And while I'm doing my hobbies, I will sometimes have a show on in the background. However, I am very particular with the type of show that I would have on while I'm doing something. So, for example, while I'm painting, I've been really getting into painting, I will have on New Girl. I will have on Parks and Rec. I will have on Schitt's Creek. I've watched the Eras Tour. It's something that it's lighthearted. It's fun. It's not serious. It's associated with good memories for me. And it doesn't feel activating to my nervous system. That's not when I'm choosing to watch The Handmaid's Tale or rewatching Game of Thrones or some other show that, or The Pitt that I watched recently. It's not necessarily bad to merge those things, but to think of it from the lens of like, what would actually help me feel peaceful? Or is it that maybe we need to practice doing the hobbies without TV? I've done that too. I just have music on and I just zone out for a little bit. And it's really nice. It's actually really nice. Or when was the last time you just read? Right? Like you just went to a quiet spot and read. Probably been a while. It's probably been a minute. I just really want to invite you to spend some time taking care of you, because I think a lot of people right now are really concerned about the state of their brain. And I think for my friends who live in the United States, it feels even more overwhelming right now because it just feels like every 7 seconds there's breaking news, which I don't think a lot of it actually is breaking news. I think people are using that for their own gain. There's a particular creator that I'm referring to there. And if you know, you know. And if you don't, don't worry about it. But I think we're being so inundated and assaulted with information on these little bricks, these little computers. And I think it's helpful for us to be reflective of how we can actually step back and step away and do things that feel nurturing, that feel calming, that feel caring for us, and do things a little differently. To not feel that we have to constantly be on a leash, that we have to constantly be available. I know for some of you, it feels like with your job or life situation that you're in, you feel like you have to be. But I would really empower you, I want to empower you right now, to find time where you can hold that boundary, to find time where you can say no, to find time where you can fully disconnect, leave this in another room, turn your desktop or your laptop or your iPad off, and step away and just be a person that has other hobbies that don't have to do with productivity or capitalism. So with all that said, I am hoping that you have a soft girl self-care, non-technology-based aesthetic for the summer. And I would love to know what your thoughts are, what your ideas are, what you're planning on doing, if this is something that you've been thinking about. I'd love to hear about it because I'll probably be posting about this more on my Instagram and my TikTok as well. I think you're the best. Thank you for watching. I'm really glad you're here. And I hope that May was as good as it could be. And I hope you have some exciting things planned for June that don't have to do with work or productivity, and that you're going to get some time away. Okay? I'll see you next time.